I imagine.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I am certain that boys have no great love of art. They would have no interest in coming.
For the art? No. But I imagine there are other reasons which could convince them to come along. I mean, look at them. They're not boys anymore. I imagine there are other areas they would like to put their exertions in on the rugby field.
Whatever do you mean, Wendla?
Why, us, of course.
That's horrid.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Thea. I can't wait to meet them. It's awfully cramped at our school. Headmistress would keep us ignorant forever if she had her way. Do you know that boy, Wendla? He keeps glancing over, the odd-looking chap.
You're right, I do know him. A boy called Moritz Steele, Stiffle, something like that. I used to know him as a little girl. His father was friends of mine and he used to come round ours for tea in the summer. You're right, he was a bit strange. Not in a bad way, mind, just quiet. Always looked like he'd seen a ghost. Maybe that's what I was to him. Something terrifying.
He looks weird.
No, he's not. He always struck me as being rather sad. His mother died before I can remember. His father couldn't have been the easiest person to grow up with either.
Ooh, that looked painful.
Poor boy.
Oh, Moritz, get off, you damn fool. Why do you put yourself through this?
Why does he?
I imagine he feels he has to.